Welcome to this episode of Ask Dorothy. This is going to be fun and it's going to be intensely important. I have, beginning with this episode, a three-part series for us. It is titled Parenting the Self, and I'll tell you where it comes from. I work with so many parents, and I also work with their children. I work with families. What I see, what I know, is sometimes so difficult to speak of. How do you tell a parent that their child is misbehaving, in part because they are reacting to how you have treated them? Or how do you explain to a teenager that some or many of the ways in which their parent has treated them is really abusive? The series is for anyone who is a parent or is thinking about parenting, because you do teach your child everything that you are. The parenting you give is both a reflection of who you are at any given moment and the culmination of your life experiences and all that you have been shown and taught, including the behaviors that are well ingrained, even if they are not ideal. Here in part one of this three-part series on parenting the self, we dive into both the metaphorical and actual habits and tendencies that predict the way in which you will parent, because everything you are is what you will teach and reveal to your child. Parenting will teach you so much about yourself and simultaneously who you have the potential to be. It will ignite your past traumas, your critical and limiting beliefs, your worries and fears, and all of your vulnerabilities and weaknesses. As you take the journey of parenthood, all of the wisdom you gain with one child is helpful for rearing the next and the next. All of the children you raise will have different imprints because of who you were in those formative years of each of their lives and who you continue to be. All of which itself needs a resurgence of new thought patterns, new ways of being that occur naturally and instinctively when the child seeks to individuate, to become their own person and separate from their family of origin. As a parent, you can support this developmental journey into the self, or you can resist it, condemn it, seeking to hold in place the childlike era in which you were able to instill obedience through discipline, fear, ego, and a power imbalance. In the first episode of this series, the focus is of understanding. Understanding how you parent everything you are and what this truly means for how you raise your child. If I could encourage all people who are thinking about bringing a child into the world to first ask themselves the questions: how will I nurture and parent a child to be free of all of my negative thoughts? Free of all of my insecurities, fears, self-doubt, free of any and all beliefs and behaviors that are less than kind and loving. Because your child enters the world perfect and beautiful and completely impressionable to what you demonstrate through who you are and how you continue to be. More so than what you attempt to teach. And then to support all of who your child is becoming, and especially when it is different than any expectations you hold. Your child is going to mirror you until they decide to be different. Be willing to see yourself clearly and honestly, because this is all of what you will teach, together with all of the inherent characteristics that have influenced you through your biology and environment. If you struggle with depression, anxiety, ADHD, bipolar disorder, borderline personality disorder, unresolved traumas, post-traumatic stress disorder, patterns of uncontrollable anger and aggression, you create the susceptibility of generational patterns to repeat. To have the awareness of yourself and what you need to change and heal before taking on the new role of parent means that you live your own journey of self-discovery, personal transformation, healing, growth, rejuvenation, rebirth. You exist as an evolved version of yourself first, so that you can influence your child out of all of the sacred lessons that you have mastered. This is how we self-actualize. In addition to what inner work is needed before becoming a role model to another human being who enters the world completely dependent upon you, to teach them the highest values you can know, is the journey of the self. The cycle of healing, motivation, and evolution. You are going to feel the immense brevity and importance of this work. Focus first on self-progress and evolution, for you teach your child out of the framework of who and what you are. All of us have trauma experiences we have lived through. If you were fortunate to have had the right resources and experiences for healing, the impact remaining would be far less significant at best. Like so many of us who have had to find our way to deal with the impact of our life's experiences by ourselves, this is not the same. In this first part of the journey, whether you are a parent presently or considering this in future, ask, what aspects of myself need further healing? What do I need in order to be the fullest expression of my true nature as what I live instinctively? This means rewriting old patterns, negative beliefs, harmful and damaging experiences of trauma relived, all towards writing the self from whatever you have in your human life thus far been taught and for what you know you no longer want to be. Awareness is the first step of your rebirth. Your journey of growth and all towards the ideal self, the self that is all that you can be. And so that as a parent, you are aiding your child to have the very best experiences, life lessons, and teachings. For them to be most successful and confident as they are supported by what you teach and live from the very beginning of their life. Learn to parent so well that you nurture your child's natural intrinsic development without harming in any way all that they can be. You teach everything you are. Do you need to first examine what this is? What this will be? And to embrace what more you need to be. In part two, we examine the life that you are already living when you're parenting as an expression of everything you are fails your child. It's a conversation I have with many clients, and I hope it will help you as well. Thank you for listening. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste. If you enjoyed this episode, if you enjoyed others that you've listened to, I invite you to join me as a patron of the podcast. With your support, with your love, it's one way to help support us to grow and to bring you more incredible content and video podcast episodes. And more than that, it allows you access to all of the amazing content we have right here. I do invite you to share out the episodes and to write in your feedback and to become a member of this community, become a patron member. I thank you so much in advance. And one final note, I'm so happy to share this with you. Juno is here. Juno is a sacred space to find wisdom, love, and healing, and for helping you to create more balance in your life, for finding the peace that lives within you, for experiencing greater self-love, for learning to embody happiness, and for awakening and living your authentic power. We are all seekers. If you are on a spiritual path or in search of one, explore the journey to your highest self within a safe and nourishing environment that supports you in manifesting your best life and living your greatness. Juno is an uplifting, conscious community and a loving, sacred home to wellness, healing, and living a conscious life through meditation, mindfulness, spirituality, self-care, self-discovery, and transformational tools, coaching, and therapy, all to help you live a happier, healthier, and love-filled life. Let Juno be a guide for your inspired wisdom and a loving and supportive community that has your back as you embark the journey you are already on of transformation and self-actualization. You can find the Juno app of wisdom, healing, and love in the Google Play Store and the App Stores. I will also leave a link here with a special coupon for you as a welcomed listener to the podcast, where you can purchase Juno at a special price. We've got you. See you on the inside. And sending you great love. This is Dorothy Sonori Juno. Namaste.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of the Wisdom Podcast. To hear more, please check out the other episodes right here. And I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so you'll know when each new episode is released. Join me on this incredible journey into self-love, self-actualization, living your truth, and being remarkable as you live an incredible life. And if this episode resonated for you, I'd love for you to share it with someone you know would benefit from listening. I also invite you to join me at DorotheZonoriJuno.com, where you'll find the wisdom blog, the inspiration for this podcast, as well as my online courses, YouTube videos, and the Wisdom Archives. These are an extensive digital library of guided meditations, mindfulness musings, spiritual teachings, best therapeutic practices for nourishing your whole being, and to transform, to heal, and live your abundant potential. Please also visit me on social media and say hello. Allow yourself to go within, to access your inner wisdom, and to live this. Awaken your authentic power, live your truth, and most of all, be love. Thank you. Sending you great love. This is Dorothy. Namaste.